We respectfully acknowledge the past, present, and emerging traditional owners of the land of the Indigenous people, the traditional custodians of the land where this podcast is recorded, and pay respects to their culture and identity, which has been bound up with the land and sea for generations.
So what I hear you say is get your a plug, you know, yeah, get once a plug. You get in, and also
be intentional about
be very honest with what you want.
Yeah,
like, so you know how some, I feel like, especially as migrants, sometimes you come in and you're a bit shy as to actually say what you truly want.
It's not easy though.
I know, it's but I think it's more,
that's something we need to talk about as well.
Yes, I think we'll have to talk about, that would be a whole like episode about like being very, asking for what you really need. Because if, for example, I'm new to a space, a new country, and I am this creative person and I've got like my own creative head and I want to meet up with other people within my field, sometimes I may feel a bit like, oh, that might be a bit pushy to approach someone.
Yeah.
Or should I just come off as, can I be your friend first and then I'll now tell you what I really truly need? Or should I come off and say, you know,
my friend,
yes. Yeah, so yeah. I think it's a very interesting, what was it that you, were you honest when you were like approaching people, or were you just saying, be
really
my friend?
Approaching people a lot, I think, because like I said, right,
you had a plug,
not aside from that one, right, not of the plug we're gonna turn to money for us, so we're just awareness kind of plug, right?
Yeah.
But what, like I said before, if anybody was going to like see you for as a creative, you have to have a portfolio towards yourself.
Yeah.
So that was what we did. So like, let's say you're a DJ, for example, right? You're a DJ. You have like DJ in your bio.
Yeah.
Or you follow a particular DJ and you wanna get to understand what is going on in their city.
Yeah.
You can just say, oh, yo, I just came from Nigeria, blah blah blah. I see you're based in Sydney.
Yeah.
Do you want to catch up for a coffee sometime?
Cool.
Or can I come to one of the gigs with you? I feel like a lot of people, even in Sydney or Melbourne, will most likely say, yes, come true. Or they will say, let's catch up on this date. I can't make this date. Let's catch up.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of people will say yes. If they say no, it's not offense. Just find somebody else.
Yeah, no, just move on to the next. Yeah. It's
always like, for me, it's like, oh, I just say something. I just say like, if I want to actually know some people, if I care to know you genuinely, I just want to know who you are. Because sometimes you just want to pick their brain and be like, this guy does this. Let me just pick his brain and see what's
going on. I want to ask you though, so you know how you've gone around, you both have gone around to say like, actually go and ask people all these questions. If people ask you these questions, how do you feel? You know how Dami was saying like, you don't seem too pushy, you don't seem too forceful, right? If people ask you, if someone message you because you're a DJ, you know, you're a photographer, people have seen your works, people have seen your works, right? So how would you guys react if someone just sends you a DM, for example, right, and say, yo, damn it, I've seen you, I like your work, do you want to cut up for a coffee? What would be your response?
I can't respond to that.
Hold on.
I'll say no.
I'll get to you. I'll get to you.
I know we've been asking Amit a lot of questions, but this topic was supposed to be everyone speaking. So you all still need to share your, because you are all like actively being creative.
We are active creatives.
Exactly.
Yes.
You. Well, I mean, I'm not actively doing it anymore. I don't even take pictures anymore. No, but like, this is not my choice means of expression. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it's photography though. Like, it's always been photography. This is not my choice means of expression. It's photography. Yeah. So that, for me, being creative is being a photographer. This is not really being creative. I'm sorry to say.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow.
People are collecting graphic podcast.
What he's saying is
him.
His opinion. Exactly. He's tagging along for the ride. So if we're going to win a podcast, if we're going to win a Grammy, you guys already heard what he said.
Grammy, whatever it is,
we're going to win. We're going to do well to move your name.
I feel like you guys are taking this as an offense.
We are creatives. We sit down here every time to go back and forth. We have brainstorming sessions and. You're gonna sit there and say that anyway.
Anyway, let's answer the question.
Move. That means you answer the question that I asked you, and then I want you to just tell us about your journey being a DJ here as a migrant.
That was not a joke. I don't know why you're laughing. Anyways, but look, see.
Don't be offended.
No, no, no. Everyone has got an opinion, and that's his opinion. It doesn't have to count. Just remember that.
Die.
Anyways, back to your question, I guess like for me, What was the question? Now I digress. My
if someone asks you to DM.
Oh yes, I think not many. I don't think I'm like that big enough for anyone to be wanting to pick my brain. But I can't think of anyone messaging me other than to say that, you know, you're doing so well. Just compliments is what I get. But if someone does approach me, and also just wanted to put this out there, sometimes I have the RB.
Yeah, resting bitch face. If you're wondering what that means.
RBF.
I have the RBF, right? So sometimes it might maybe push people away from reaching out. But look, I'm like a pistachio. If you crack the shell open, the inside is very like soft and mushy. So, well, reach out if you want to reach out. But if someone does reach out to me, I'm happy to have coffee if I do have the time for it.
No. That's a problem again.
But no, yeah, let me explain with what I mean. If it's just a question, like I have a specific question, can I give you a call? I'll drop my number easily. But if it's to meet for coffee, I would try to make out time, right? Because even there are other people I've reached out to that, even me that I'm reaching out, I don't even have the time to meet them, right? So time is very, very of the essence. And outside of DJing, which is one of my creative outlets, there's other instances that people have reached out to me to catch up for coffee or just to even do like a video call kind of conversation. I'm happy to do it because I'm happy to share my knowledge or just even my experiences, so long as you are coming with a very clear purpose. Because what I find sometimes is some people just, oh, can we just hang out for coffee? Like,
that's exactly what I'm saying. Like,
yes, it has happened before, and then I had to prompt and say like,
for what?
What are the kind of things you want to get? Like, give me something to work with, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that even if I'm coming, I'm also coming knowing that I'm coming to share this part. Sometimes it might just be, I just want to pick your brains on this. I've got this idea. Like, I think being a bit honest and clear as to why you want to hang out with this person will save them time, because people don't have that much time.
I agree.
I think if someone did approach me, number one, I don't like long messages. You're not my boyfriend. Number two, if it's very short and sweet, straight to the point, clear. Like, also, I don't like the whole, hi, how are you? How was your day? Hope you're well. Like, I know where you're coming from.
But hold up. I feel like I've seen a lot of tweets recently. People say, they don't even say, hi, how are you doing? I feel like it's just cutting.
No, I know. Hi, how are you doing? Then go straight to what you're saying. Okay, not wait. Exactly. I want it in a chunk so I can read the whole thing.
But you just said you want no long messages.
Well, chunk doesn't mean 200 words. Yeah. Send the hope, hey, hope you're well. In fact, that's even most appropriate. Hope you're well, how are you doing? However you want to say, go straight. But immediately just push what you have to say so that I'm reading it and I'm seeing everything and I know what I'm supposed to respond to. I don't want to be like, What I get very much in my DMs for as a DJ is hi.
And that's it. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. I'll just be like, hi. How are you? And I'm just like, are we like, who are you? Where are you from? What are you like? And I just leave the message that way because I don't know how to approach such situation. That's the answer to my question.
Yeah.
Well, to summarize it, what I just was trying to say is that I want
them to still have the mic because I'm trying to chat with them.
Yeah.
I feel like this might be a problem for us as Black people then, because a lot of your job when you are out there as like the kind of stuff you do is to be having this kind of random conversations, and like you never know what will come out of it. So you need to be able to put yourself out there for things like this. To be able to regularly, like, just open yourself to whatever people are.
I'm open to it, but like, this is why I'm saying pick your brains is enough summary for anything.
I'll give you guys tips, Sha.
Or just
free game.
What's the free game?
If you want to ask anybody something, right? There's a few psychological stunts, things you have to do.
Please tell me, because I'm asking.
Everybody wants their ego to be stroked. Like.
Okay.
I'm gonna explain.
Give me examples too, so that I can write this down.
I feel like if you want to reach out to somebody, there's a few things you have to do. There's a few psychological things you have to do. Everybody wants their ego to be stroked. Compliment them. Say something about like, oh, for example, if I was gonna reach out to.
But no, they're reaching out to Dami though. She's not reaching out to anybody.
She's even both. I'm giving my free game. If you reach out to somebody,
Do you reach out to people, Dami?
I reach out to a lot of people. So actually,
if you reach out to people, few things you have to include. No, don't bullshit. Hi, how you doing? Compliment them. I see that you've done this and so. I like the work you did, especially this one for Vogue magazine.
Yes,
Australia.
Thank you.
Straightforward. Everybody wants the ego to be stroked. Yeah. I'm not going to lie to you if you come to my DM and saying, I'm going to assist you in a shoot. If I don't say anything on your page, I'll just say, oh, yeah, let's, sure. I'm not going to
You're not going to reach out back.
I'll reply.
Yeah.
But I'm probably not going to say, come to my set.
Okay.
Just because.
You just ended in that DM.
No, I'll just say, I'll tell you if I have time, I'll let you know. If I have a shoot that I need somebody, I might reach out to you, I might remember you. But because there's other people that are actually asking me for the same thing too.
Yeah.
And I'll bring them to the set. Because if I'm having a shoot, there's a big shoot, sometimes it's not my shoot.
Yeah.
I can't
just
bring anybody random. So I have to be sure of who I'm bringing to a set. Mm. It's also a thing as well. But if I'm very sure, like, this person is doing the on that path, I can bring it to the set. But those are the things. But if you say, oh, yeah, I've seen your work, blah, 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 okay, yeah, this person done research about me. Like, you can't just, if I was to email a CEO for something, right? I'm not going to be like, oh, I want to catch up with you. I have to be like, oh, I see just acquired some investment from this company. Can I learn more about that?
Yeah.
So that's one thing I'll say for sure. Have evidence for yourself too. Show workings. Like, if you have your own, if you're not started, say, oh, I just got this camera, I don't know where to start from. Do you mind me coming to your set one of these days?
Just to see how it works.
Yeah, if you started something saying, these are the photos I've taken, can you give me some feedback on it?
Yeah, definitely.
Like, I'll have people that
like
definitely...
Like a photo review.
Yeah, that not even the photography industry that mentor me. I did it to Lagos. Shout out to him, bro. Like,
give
me a bunch of tips about the Australian market. Yeah. I have other people as well. Like, I just via just DMs.
And I think
working
that, and
for
I think
the same clients.
Hamid, and that's where I was going. Because, like, Ade is not a photographer.
Yeah,
which is why I said, like, you need to open yourself to conversations because you never know what tip you're going to get from it.
Of course, I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying this to like.
But you said it after I spoke, so.
Yeah, because like it sounds like you're being very business like. Let me finish. It's my opinion, so let me finish.
Yeah,
it sounds like you're being very business like with like your approach, and it's fine. I just feel like if you are in the entertainment industry and stuff like that, you need to be able to not shut out everything.
Everybody.
Well, like,
because you just never know what they have.
Okay, cool. That's your opinion.
Yes.
But I think you've misconstrued what I said.
Okay, express yourself.
Thank you very much. It was a specific question that had to do with if someone reaches out to me in the DMs.
Yeah.
And I said, if someone reaches out, because it hardly ever happens, I'm the one that do a lot of reaching out. But the ones that I get very often is people that do not have any
tangible
purpose.
Yeah.
Like, hi, how are you? I have gotten a lot of people who comment and compliment me. And I think if you've been following me, and you've been listening on this episode, you must have heard when I said people have been complimenting me on my work. And immediately I respond, I'm appreciative of it. And sometimes even from the compliment, and that goes back to what you were saying, Amit, like from the compliment, it could even boil down to like, okay, so how is the Australian market? And trust me, most of this I get from overseas, right? Mm. How is the Australian market? How are things in Australia? And I just chat them up and we have a conversation. It might not lead anywhere, but that's me opening myself up to someone that is in another country, right? But my point is, come with purpose.
Mm.
If it's compliment, that's still a purpose, right? If it's questioned very specific about how is the market in Australia, that's still purpose because you are inquisitive. Not coming with hi, dot, dot, dot. And I gave the example of I want to pick your brain as something that will pull me out of my house for a coffee or make me drop my number for a chat. I'm happy to do all of that. But it has to have a purpose because I don't see any reason why I'll be talking to someone. If it's in person, that's a different ball game. I can't do as much awkward conversation.
Well, that's
like,
okay.
But on. Don't you sometimes feel like people are just trying to catch your vibe too?
Also a thing.
Oh, sorry, that's not my thing.
But also,
let's
be honest.
Everybody has his own thing. Like,
let's be honest. But let's be honest too.
Don't suss me out.
But let's be honest. If you don't know someone, just go straight to the point.
I am almost 100% with Dami, probably even 100%. If you text,
I'm sure it's 150%.
I'm with you, Dami.
Thank you.
We get the same table. Like, if someone reaches out to you in the DM, doesn't know you from anywhere, and it just says, "Oh yeah, I like your work. Can we catch up for a coffee?" That makes absolutely zero sense. Like, yes,
hold on.
I've let you guys express yourself. If someone comes to me, like, on DM, and you've said you like my work, I won't catch up for a coffee. My work is my work. Coffee is coffee. There's difference between having coffee and you want to inquire more about my work. Yeah, I'm being honest with you. I don't have time. I'm very business oriented that way. Now, if you say I like your work, I would like to learn your work. It's a completely different thing. I'm happy to share my knowledge or whatever I've learned so far doing this job. But I feel like what Dami said earlier, when she said you have to be, you know, intentional. You have to tell us exactly what you want. Like, you wanted to have a coffee. Why would I want to have a coffee with a random that I don't know?
So, like, do you guys network at all? Do you understand networking?
That's not networking.
That's networking.
No. That is networking.
Networking.
Okay.
That's why Bade is not saying anything. Networking.
I network a lot, but...
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
Wow.
Let me tell you right now. I'm probably the one that has most friends in this creative industry than anyone else here. I can tell you. You know.
Yeah, I don't have friends, but maybe that's. Sorry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, most of these friends that I have in the industry is very purposeful. Like, we know everyone knows what they want. Like, okay, you want to make a song? Oh, you want me to produce it? Yeah. That's very clear cut. You're telling me exactly what you want.
I actually want Dimeji, whoever agrees with Dimeji, to probably answer this question.
You can ask me, I'll answer.
Someone messages you, can I have coffee? No purpose.
Yeah.
I just so want is that to a meet you intention. Next
so
week. Can we have coffee?
Let's
I'm like, I'm going to be asking, is everything okay at home?
Let's dissect this. Right. Someone will not just message you out of the blues and say, oh, let's. Let's get coffee.
It's going to be random.
Let's be honest, yeah. If, for example, right, I'm
confused. Do people remember me? I'm doing this thing wrong.
Nah, you're not doing it wrong. I'm 100% with you.
I've DM'd people that work in the music industry
that
would not have anything to come on together. And
that's
all I just
fine.
Said,
yeah.
But and they've responded to me saying, yeah, I'll make time for you.
Yeah.
What did you tell them, sorry, when you messaged?
I don't want to drop names. That's
no, you don't have to put names.
But like,
just say hi, Dash.
No, I just said hi. I see you in Sydney at the moment, blah, 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 blah. My photographer, this is why I do.
Let's catch up
if you're still in Sydney. And literally she replied like 5 hours later saying, yes, I'm sorry, I'm going to Melbourne tomorrow, but when I'm back in Sydney, I'll let you know.
But okay, Amit, hold on. But wait, Amit, what did you say? You said,
I'm a photographer.
This is very different. You guys are not understanding. He has explained what he is and what he wants.
So that the person knows.
A random person messaging you and saying, hello, I liked your gig. Can we just catch up? Without saying exactly what you want.
What,
it's completely different.
I think it's just semantics.
You know,
yeah, it's just semantics.
We get it. Now I get it.
It's just semantics. Because someone is not just going to message you and say, yo, Dami, let's catch up. Like, nigga, what? Exactly.
Well, we don't know. You don't know the intention.
That's what we're trying to say.
The question you posed is what we're answering.
But hold on. You guys, Dami and Kenny, you guys, let's get this straight. Someone's just going to message you and say, hi, Dami, I like your hair, let's catch up. That's crazy.
I'm not going to
get me. So instantly, someone says, just hold on.
I'm looking at you because
someone says hi. I can understand, but someone says hi. It's a two-way street. Someone says hi, right? And you go, oh, hello. Because you're open to what's it called? You're open to networking, yeah. So if they say I like to catch up with you, your next question will be why? I'm a DJ, I'm a podcaster, I'm a PhD student, I'm a lecturer, I'm all these things. So what exactly are you trying to catch up with me about? And if they do not respond to give you a reason, then that's dead on arrival.
Someone took out their time.
You know what? Yeah, this question.
Yeah, we're gonna keep going back and forth. Let's just
agree to say, like, if you're not just anybody, you should just be intentional what you're doing.
Exactly,
like,
I think
and
so.
Come up with evidence, compliment them, and then if they say yes, great. If they don't say yes, it's not an offense. They probably have a million people asking the person.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kenny, you've had a lot of success being a DJ in the recent times.
We have, nigga, please.
I'm just gonna end this. I went to this tech, and it's because
tech what, bro?
Like just like a tech event.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe it's because in tech, just reaching out to someone and saying you want to like have coffee in tech is like, it's a random thing.
Yeah.
And I met this dude at this tech event I went to, organized by this accounting firm. Dami is like on the road today.
Yeah.
And
like your shoes.
He just randomly then sent a message and was like, do you want to catch up? And he was coming to like a cafe and I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And we went and I think it's if you don't have the fear of talking to people, then if someone randomly sends me a message like that I met, we ended up having a conversation about entrepreneurship. We talked about like his journey in the tech industry and stuff about
wait.
I'm just saying that and I'm not going to talk about this again, but I'm saying don't be afraid of conversations like
Nobody's
that.
Nobody's afraid.
Yeah, because you never know where it's going to
But you've met this guy before he sent you a message. It's completely different. What we are talking about is different.
But you meet people somehow.
No. Wait. I think you're missing the point.
Long story short,
Yeah.
Long story short. If you're going to approach anybody, come with intention. And then number two.
Hey, if you don't make money, it doesn't make any sense to me.
And number two,
I've got to tell you.
You guys asked me earlier. Yeah. I think I just defined it now. I think just have no fear of asking people for something.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that's the bottom line of that.
I guess
I think I probably missed your point about what you thought about that.
Though. Yeah, that's okay. I guess, see, what this has just showed us is, especially as first-gen migrants, is one, the fear, two, the responses that we think we're going to get, three, to, obviously, it might not be just our culture, however, we're talking from what we know, right? We're talking from how we see things, right? So a lot of times, you might just find that, I'm just going to use this random, there might be spams, there might be scams, but if you're on WhatsApp, for instance, like I'll give you an example on WhatsApp, for instance, a Chinese number just messaged me randomly.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, I'm not gonna
buy Cloyds.
I'm not gonna. Well, hold on, I'm getting somewhere. I wasn't gonna respond, but I was trying to clean up my WhatsApp that day. Like it was like 4 or 5 weeks later, right? And I just responded, oh hello, and it just went, oh, I'm new in Tasmania, blah, blah, blah. And for some reason, I don't know how she got that my number was from Tasmania, right? And in all fairness, this person was just trying to inquire more about Tasmania, right? And I didn't give them the light of day because I thought this was a spam
what
email.
They inquiring about Tasmania because from
you? They're trying to move to Tasmania. So
I think you guys are taking this thing to the next level.
Before I moved to Vietnam and stuff, right? At the time when I was like, I'm leaving this country, I don't care.
Yeah.
Any country I apply for scholarship to, I just ran for anybody that wants to go to university in that school. DM them and say, yo, apply for this school you're going to. Give me a tip about the school.
Yeah.
At least I can't lie to you. At that time, at least 5 out of 10 would reply to me.
I feel like and just tell me like,
no, anything. I moved to a random country. But I don't know anybody there. I'm just gonna DM you and say, you tag this school in your.
But that's
somehow.
Fine. You are coming with different. A purpose. I see.
I don't think you guys understand what me and Dami are saying. Dami,
we get you guys.
Hold on. I can tell you. I can just give you the last.
We get you guys.
Hold on, buddy.
You get him, but let him still.
Let me. I can just tell you this. Dami probably does the same. We still message brands. I message brands every day. I message clubs. I message people I want to work with.
Yeah.
I'm not saying no one don't message me. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is
like, that's what you said.
You said if someone don't message me.
That's what you said.
Stop putting words in my mouth. Well, I just said if someone wants to gain my knowledge or anything, I can show them. Okay, stop putting words in my mouth. What I'm telling you is I still message brands and different event venues and stuff and tell them, but I will explain to them exactly why I'm coming to them. I can't just send them, hi, let's catch up for a coffee. I'll tell them exactly, this is what I do, this is what I need from you. A lot of time they don't
catch up with people for a coffee. Let me start.
I don't drink coffee anyway, so I don't care.
I mean, for tea or now. Whatever.
No,
coffee is just a term.
Do you ever randomly like just hit up someone and be like, let's catch up?
No, I would never do that.
That's part of my point as well. No, I said it earlier. I said you have to understand the business like
the space you're in.
Yeah. In Lagos, I'm not eating nobody with a coffee.
Exactly.
I'm not catching up with you over Akara or anything. I'll see you when I see
it's
you.
Giving, yeah. I get
you. You know what I mean? I'll see you when I see you.
True.
I'll just say, guys, what's in the app now? I know one of my guys will follow you. Papa, don't network.
Exactly, yeah.
But in Australia, you kind of have to. I'm not going to lie to you, yeah. In the industry, if people are, from my perspective, I think people are probably the same thing. If I'm going to hire somebody, we'll ask somebody, Mr. B, this guy, you know this person? You'll be like, oh, yeah, my mate, or I worked with him one time. He's a true guy. If I've not caught up with you before one time, I just be like, I name off Instagram, that's it. I can't give you any props. I've seen mates getting jobs off that. I'm just saying, I caught up with him one time, the legit guy, bro. Hang out, like, put him on.
Yeah.
Off that, the person's getting whatever they're getting. Why?
Yeah.
Because the person took a chance.
Oh, me.
$10 coffee with
see,
me, bro.
See, what you're saying,
do you know how many sessions I've had with people that I've never met in my life? Like, I'll just message them, I'll say, oh, bro, I really
enjoy. You're lucky.
Well, no, I'll tell you. It's the way you call it, it's the intention. I message them, I'll say, oh, bro, I really enjoy your music or whatever you're making. I feel like we should lock up in the studio and just cook up something.
What's you catching up with people?
You're asking me if I'm going for coffee, my, for God's sake.
Oh,
your questions are different.
Kenny, you're taking this literally
no, no, no.
right now.
You asked me to catch up for coffee. It's different. No. No, no.
You
said catch up for coffee.
You made it sound like you don't randomly just hang out with people. That's why I was finding it strange. Like,
No. I hang out with people, but I'm not asking people for coffee. I'm saying, let's just get this job done.
I think you do
what
I'm talking about.
Kenny, let's just talk about... I was going to start talking about something else, and I don't want us to get carried away with this. We're all creatives here, and...
People are fasting.
Catch up with someone for coffee.
No, we've moved on.
In the creative
You actually do it, so we've moved on.
And we're all working in a creative space.
Except him.
We have at some point, right? thanks, bruv. I like that. The topic for today was just you know, as creatives, migrant creatives, how did we, you know, venture into it? How has it been for us? Right? For me, it's not been very positive as some of you have said.
Right.
And I think from just these conversations, I think I've seen a few things that I could have done that I didn't do. And
you
again,
can still do that.
Again, because maybe it was because at that time I just moved to Australia and obviously you know, like I was heavy on fashion before I even moved here. And I just realized that Australia wasn't into the kind of fashion that I was doing, right? And the space was quite limited. I didn't know who to, you know, I didn't know.
Collabo with Hamid now.
I didn't see that. No, we'll do that eventually. I didn't see that community to latch onto. And at that point in time, I just felt like, one, I was in school. There was so much going on for me. But when I was ready to like go back into what I used to do before I moved here in terms of fashion, right? The logistics was just... Was just a lot. I think we've talked about this on previous episode. It was just too much, you know, like making stuff, you know, trying to make them try. Because my kind of fashion is like, I'm very vivid, right? So I cut things together, put things together.
What's your imagination?
The logistics was just going to be way too much. And at the end of the day, that thing that I'd like to do is, in as much as I want my fashion to be exclusive, I also want it to be quiet. I want it affordable, but yeah. I want people to, you know, be able to vibe with it. I don't want to just brush myself out of the market completely, but I realized that if I was going to be doing what I was doing in Nigeria here, what that would mean for me is my price would just be astronomical, and then that just didn't make sense, right? So I ventured back into styling. That's when we worked together. I just did day-to-day style for people. Yeah. But one thing I think I did not do, and I got a lot of, I don't say like, I got like, I got to style one or two people for their weddings and for their events, which was good, right? But one thing I feel like I didn't do properly, as you guys have said, was I didn't reach out to people, right? But again, there was the part of I didn't know who to reach out to.
Or about imposter syndrome as well, because you probably didn't know.
We had a whole episode about imposter syndrome as well, right? So there was that as well. But one of the things that I find was, back in Nigeria, for example, like I had a studio, I had machines, I had tailors, I had other fashion people that I already knew that I could get ideas from, that we'd work together, we'd talk about things together, that, you know, that would dissect things together. But here, it was just me, right? I didn't know who to reach out to, and I didn't even know what they were going to say. The people that were out there were big white fashion brands, and I didn't feel like they were going to vibe with me, right? So I didn't know how would I have approached them. So with all those things there, I'm like, you know what, I'll just do this in my own pace and in my own time, and gradually life just started life in me, and you know, it has become a back end.
I feel like one of the things we have to talk about is like how we should talk about, skip my mind now, first thing I was gonna say before was like we need to be like we need to have more mentors.
Yeah.
One, there's not a lot of people being... I think we got probably the first gen.
Yeah.
A photographer. And he says something. He said, I'm not going to lie to you right now. If they're going to ask photographers in Australia, black, they're going to mention our names.
Yep.
Because there's not anybody before us that's done it. So I think the next
generation innovators.
People, yeah. Are probably going to learn...
You sure they're not people before you?
How many, though?
Would you know?
There's not a lot, but they are definitely people.
I mean, let's not really be pedantic, but...
Yeah, but like, even I'm not going to lie to you, when I came here, there was, this was 2019, there was not a lot of Afrobeat events.
Yep.
Well, there was black, yes.
In Sydney?
A lot of maybe in Sydney. That's what, let's be clear.
I don't know, but I feel...
No, let's be clear.
I feel like...
This is what I keep telling you about Sydney.
But in 2019 though.
Yes,
we had a lot of... What are you talking about?
Okay. Because a lot of Afrobeat events.
Even
in
Sydney,
2019.
Sydney, yes. Sydney had them, but if you don't go to those ones, you don't go to anything.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Like, I mean, sorry.
And for someone, some people just made it more and then they just put it more.
Yeah.
I feel like we have to also take risk. One of the things for Let the Boys Play for me is personally, like, aside from the book and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I want to, like, eventually gather, like, people that have, like CEOs or people that have done something great in their career.
Yeah.
And do, like, events just for kids or, like even go to jail and talk to people, like,
kids in jail. That's
and,
good.
Like, tell them, like, yo, these are people that have done something with themselves, because I feel like some people that can't even believe they can achieve something.
Yeah.
And I feel like I took risks when I was younger. I can't lie. That's one of the reasons. If I was probably, like, if life was whooping left, right, center, I'd probably never even do it. Mm-hmm. Like, because everybody has different things that.
Motivations,
affecting them. That's why I say I had luck as well. I had luck on my side. Mm. My parents, they didn't really get it, but they were like, "What about like shit? The one went bare."
Yeah,
they didn't really like get the whole idea, but like just asking for money. That's it. Like if you're fine, they're fine. Like they don't really,
But that's because they gave you freedom.
They gave me that freedom to
explore yourself, to find who you are, which is not very common in the African home, but
African
context,
context as well. So those are the things that kind of happens. And like, I'll say I'm lucky to an extent, to be honest. But in general, we just have to like understand like there's more for us. We've taken the biggest leap of coming down here.
Yeah.
There's more for us to achieve.
There is.
And I see the way you were thinking like, oh, nobody's going to like my shit. But there's studies here that even white girl that I know one of my friends, Jada, she does like pieces and stuff, right? Yeah. She gets more love overseas than here.
Yeah.
She's from here too. She's probably, I don't know if she was born here, but she grew up here. These are the things that happen to everybody. So it's a common struggle for creatives in Australia.
Yeah, but
as a black creative as well, we just need to know like, just
it's harder.
And something else I would tell you is
2014, 2015 though.
But something else I would tell you.
Yeah, that's way back though.
You keep coming up with excuses also.
I will probably.
And that's what happened to me because I told myself that, maybe when I finish uni, and when I actually finished uni, I was working on a body of work.
Yeah.
And then we entered into COVID and I couldn't continue it. Where like I was trying to compare like objects of interest that people had coming back, like migrants, objects of interest like that kind of like locked you into your home country.
Yeah.
And then object of interest in Australia. I was working on that piece of work. I was like shooting people and stuff like that. And then COVID happened and then that became the next excuse. And I was just like, I don't need to work on this anymore.
Would you go back to it?
I would. I think, and I feel like, which is why now that you mentioned yours, like I could relate to it immediately.
Yeah.
You just keep on coming up with excuses. So which is why that community is also important.
It's very important.
Because like, if for instance now, like you have the community of like other people who are into fashion and you guys are like vibing regularly, you're catching up and they're like, Abadi, what are you working on right now? That would spur you on. Exactly.
And you know,
so it's very important.
The other funny thing is being creative. I think it was you or someone that said this, that you know, you're creative. Sometimes you think of something that you think someone else hasn't thought about before. But I think it was the manager that said that it's like the air. As soon as it comes to you, you don't work on it. It's blown to someone else. And that has happened to me a lot. I can give you like instances. I think I was telling you about when I was doing Ofi Pants in Nigeria and it wasn't moving. And then all of a sudden I'm in Australia and then some nigga is doing it and this nigga is going to the Italian Fashion Week. And I'm like, bruv. It's just completely different, right? He's going on Ofi Pants, going on like he's not really big. Davido is where he stopped. Like you know what I mean? And back then I hustled so hard. I put it out in different places. I went meet a lot of different people, but they were like,
sometimes it's just not meant to be.
It's not meant to be. And sometimes it's not the right time as well. You get me? And then there's someone else doing it, like, and I'm like, bruv. And the same thing here as well. When I was in uni, when I finished, I'm going to merge a lot of things that I like to do together, right? You know, like I like fashion. I have all these things in fashion. I like entertainment. I'm going to merge it together. I'm going to do like fashion shows where it's like semi fashion shows, semi parts where people can just come out and then I saw, I think the guy you were talking about, I saw someone doing the exact same thing. And I'm like, bruv.
All right, so, okay.
Yeah, so but it's like, if you don't do it, someone else is going to do it at the end of the day.
So by the long story short, we've gotten like, I feel like this is almost like an outlet where we are all just seeing what we should have done or, you know.
But that was what the episode was about.
That's how I feel right now. But moving forward for both of you, maybe not the time for it, but I think it's going to be a good opportunity for you to go back after this podcast and reflect on all of the things that you've just said now. And for anyone listening out there, if there's something that you've put on the back burner for whatever reason that you have put it on the back burner, I think it's a good opportunity for you to just do like a stock taking activity or reflection. Who can I reach out to? What community can I reach out to for help? Who can I speak to sort of like, you know, start that process if you are someone like Dimeji who has dropped photography since COVID, or Bade who has just felt, you know, he hasn't approached situations the way he expected he would have thought to have approached it. My long story is going to be summarized as this: do some reflection and try to, you know, figure out the next step from here. I'm hoping that this episode will be almost like a nudge for you to actually, you know, start what you're doing. And I'm actually going to start pressuring Dimeji and Bade after this podcast.
But I mean, how about we give us some tips of how you do, because you're so creative, you're a DJ. How do you juggle all of these things together?
It's madness. Thank you. Yeah, that's the response.
So how about you give some tips as well?
Because as outside of like DJing, my full-time job, I'm lecturing.
You're on the radio.
I'm on the radio. I'm doing a million and one thing, and I think it's madness. I would not recommend this to anybody, so I have nothing to say to that one.
Well,
But what about you, Kenny? Because as I said, Kenny, you get a lot of gigs. How do you, bruv? Don't do that.
Kenny is trying to be humble.
Don't do that.
I don't know. He's trying to build a house from your DJ.
Don't do that, bro. Don't do that.
Just say, what did you do? What have you done? Just summarize it for someone listening.
For me, for anyone listening, for me, what fulfills me is at the end of the day, when I know I'm getting recognized for what I'm doing, one, and the pa has got to enter.
What's that?
Money.
Money.
Yeah. I can't be like, as much as you want to be creative, at the end of the day, it's got to be rewarding at some point.
True.
You can't put all your, like, me producing music for people, like, a lot of time I just do it for free because most of them are my friends.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, but I'm very passionate about it. I like, we're just sitting in a place and we just come up with ideas and we, you know, put that snare there, put that, you know, we come up with a song. It's very, very rewarding for me that way. But at the same time, me DJing, I know I've got the skills and I want to be, you know,
remunerated for it.
So at the end of the day, as a creative, you can be as creative as you want, but if, like you said, if you're not getting rewarded for it, it's going to keep, you know, you're not going to be very encouraged by it. So for me, the encouragement is,
so you're a producer, you're a DJ, you get more reward from being a DJ than being a producer, but you enjoy being a producer more? What was that like?
Actually, I haven't even made a beat in months.
Oh,
because most of the time at home, when I set up, like every night,
he's busy editing our podcast.
No, apart from that, I'm just trying new things, man. Like every night, like my wife was always like, "Why are you watching this stuff?" I'm always watching different international DJs. How did you do that? How did you do that? Like, what, my favorite DJ right now? Like, I'm enjoying right now. I'm enjoying watching Fred again. I don't know if you know him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what, Fred again? I've got opinion of Fred again, but it's all right.
You tell me after the pod. Like, I love Fred again, and I love watching James Ives' vlogs, James when he's traveling. Like, all these things encourage me. Like, I see this guy touring Asia, and the way he's just, I feel like I want to get there at some point.
Yeah.
So after I'm done watching that for like 1 hour, I jump on the decks. I'm mixing. Like, that's, I'm mixing for 2-3 hours straight. I don't go to bed until 1 or 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm mixing straight. I want to get it. So for me, trying that and putting a lot of effort into that, if someone invites me to a gig, I feel like it's got to be rewarding for me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I could spend that time at home just...
King Kenny got the business.
Playing with the decks. But yeah, that's my response.
Yeah.
Dimeji, what's your take?
I think just to wrap it up... Well. Thanks for coming. It's been
thank you very much.
It's been really good. Like, you touch on a lot of different things. Sydney, you know, your journey here. It's been really good. But I want you to just close the podcast for us about your book. Just, you know, finish it for us. You know, tell us a bit more
where they can get it from.
And you did say that you're going to give us a discount. So for all the listeners out there, we're going to put this
is
book on as well.
Is the discount for the listeners or for just us?
It's for all of us and the listeners as
oh,
well.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
he's going to give us a bit of a discount for the listeners as well. Or maybe you give us more discount and the lesser one for the listeners. Yeah, but come on, bruv. Tell the listeners about your book.
Let the boys play, basically. It's a photo book just to like highlight like just nostalgic moments, your childhood, connect yourself, resonate with childhood, all of that stuff. And also like highlighting the importance of mental health among men. And it's just not for the boys, it's for everybody else, like because everybody, yeah, I'm serious. It's not for
everybody identifies as a boy. Everybody identifies as a boy.
I use boys because that's my perspective.
Yeah, fair enough.
I can't relate from a woman's perspective because
yes.
All the things that they deal with,
they
that kind
for,
of
yeah.
Don't care. You'll do you. Even but at the same time, like, it's just that's what the book is all about.
Mm.
But it goes from like childhood into adulthood.
Yeah.
Get the book. You'll get to see it.
Where do I get the book from?
You can get the book on my website, hamidakinwande.com.
Yeah.
hamidakinwande.com.
Yeah, we'll put it on our stories and
by the
that
time
page
the podcast
as well.
Is out, they'll probably give you a discount code somewhere. Yeah. But they'll get a discount. But you guys, we can set that up. We
Hamid, that's really good.
Thanks, Hamid.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. And thank you guys for listening. You already know who it is. Body Bakey, be located sexy black tiger. Peace.
This is Kenny signing out.
Easy. Hamid signing out.
Dami signing out. And Plant C signing out. Bye.
Bye.